What's happening locally? The news.
And indeed, it is time for us to take that look, our midweek look at some of the local news stories here in the Republic of Panama. The Brazilian company Odebrecht is looking for alternatives to pay the $220 million fine, which was applied in 2017. This was as part of the penalty agreement and collaboration in the investigation into the bribes it distributed to Panamanian politicians and officials. This Tuesday, in a control hearing with compliance judge James Corro, jurist Osvaldo Fernandez from the Odebrecht legal team asserted that we have run out of income, given that the Brazilian company no longer has new contracts with the state. Therefore, according to Fernandez, he has lost the liquidity to pay the fine. It was added that a meeting has already been requested with the Ministry of Economy and Finance, the MEF, in order to explore other alternatives to cancel the fine, but that so far these conversations have not materialized. Judge Corro told Fernandez that Carlos Munoz Pope, lawyer for the Ministry of Public Security, who intervenes in this process as a plaintiff, must be notified of this request. Munoz Pope was not present at the control hearing on Tuesday. During the hearing, it emerged that to date Odebrecht has paid $65 million of the entire fine applied, and this amount corresponds to voluntary payments and withholdings requested by the Anti-Corruption Compliance Prosecutor's Office to entities with which Odebrecht has current contracts, such as the Tocumen International Airport and the Panama Metro. Odebrecht agreed to pay the fine of $220 million in annual installments for 12 years. Thus, they have to pay $18.3 million annually. During a hearing, anti-corruption prosecutor Anilu Batista explained that the company still owes $3,384,000 corresponding to the $18 million it had to disperse in 2022. As for payments for 2023, they've not paid a dollar. Batista explained that Odebrecht has until the 31st of December to pay the $18 million corresponding to this year, and that it does not do so, it will be charged 5% interest. The prosecutor stressed that Odebrecht must comply with the payment of the fine since it is part of an agreement duly validated by a judge, so compliance is mandatory. Four Odebrecht bribes, 25 people, including former presidents Ricardo Martinelli and Juan Carlos Varela, accused of alleged money laundering, will be tried from the 15th of July to August the 23rd in 2024. Fernandez assured that the company has provided all the necessary collaboration and that in the trial it will provide everything that the prosecution requests as part of the agreement reached. After agreeing on some 25 modifications with representatives of the unions and the General Directorate of the Administrative Korea, the deputies of the Government Commission of the National Assembly approved a special procedure to enter the Administrative Korea, which favours officials appointed under the administration of the ruling Democratic Revolutionary Party, the PRD. This is Bill 1075, approved this Tuesday in the first debate. Although civil servant unions have indicated that this is not the time to repeal Law 9 of 1994 on the Administrative Korea, the deputies approved several modifications that supersede the current norm. Among the modifications presented is that the three magistrates of the Administrative Tribunal of the Public Service be chosen in a staggered manner by the three organs of the state and not only by President Laurentino Cortizo as originally proposed by the initiative. Currently, one of the magistrates is chosen by the executive, another is appointed by the workers, and the third is appointed by the National Assembly for a period of 5 years each. But with the modification, the mandate is extended to 7 years. The rule maintained that officials will only require 2 years or more in office to be able to enter the Administrative Korea before the 1st of April of 2024. The government estimates that this benefits 48,000 officials from various entities. Project 1075 now goes to the legislative plenary session for the second and third debate. And the Commission on Credentials, Regulations, Parliamentary Ethics and Judicial Affairs of the National Assembly met on Tuesday to analyse three complaints against judges of the Supreme Court of Justice and two against the President of the Republic, Laurentino Cortizo. However, they were all archived. The following deputies participated in a commission: Raul Pineda of the Democratic Revolutionary Party, who serves as president, Hugo Mendez from the Panamanista Party, Gabriel Silva from the Independent Bench, Francisco Pancho Alemán from Molirena, Roberto Abrego from the PRD, Ricardo Torres from the PRD, and Mayin Correa from Cambio Democratico. Mercedes Galvez, substitute for Sergio Chelo Galvez from the CD, left the commission as soon as the number of deputies necessary to start the meeting was completed. They reviewed folders 288, 291, 294, 295 and 296 with criminal complaints. 288 referred to the one presented by Luis Eduardo Camacho and Ricardo Martinelli Berrocal against Judge Maria Eugenia Lopez, president of the court. Silva said that although the complaint met the basic requirements to be admitted, he asked that it not be accepted since, in his opinion, there is no crime in it. While the PRD member, Abrego, agreed with the independent deputy that it did not have to be admitted, and they were joined by Mendez from the Panamanista Party. Pineda from the PRD did it later. Then they reviewed file 294 on a legal action filed in 2021 by Donaldo Sousa Guerrera and others against the President of the Republic, Laurentino Cortizo. They accused him of alleged excess of functions, environmental crimes, historical heritage and others for allowing acts of mining activities, allegedly violating the country's laws with respect to Minera Panama. The complaint does not present evidence against the president. It could be crimes against the company or those who signed the contract. The events described are not a cause that can be pinned on the president, explained Silva, who requested that it be filed. The commission will meet again on the 17th of October at 8 a.m. to analyse other cases. The document for the joint purchase of 351 medicines between the Ministry of Health and the Social Security Fund is now ready to be published on the Panama Compra online quoting platform. This was reported by the Vice President of the Republic, José Gabriel Carrizo, who added that this joint purchase is the first in the history of the country that will guarantee having the supply of medicines in the CSS and in the Ministry of Health. Carrizo, who leads the Medicines Technical Board, said that the way that the medicines are being acquired guarantees the state that, if there is any type of non-compliance, the government could immediately go with the second one that was number two and then make an international purchase immediately without waiting to go through the usual procedure at a single price, which was what made the price of the medicine more expensive. Elvira Lau, National Director of Pharmacy and Drugs at the Ministry of Health, explained that this integration will help reduce costs and speed up response times, will increase productivity, improve drug traceability, and attract new investors. The former President of the Republic, Martin Torrijos, was in a meeting with his work team when they came to notify him on Monday of the expulsion process that the Democratic Revolutionary Party began against him having accepted the presidential candidacy for the Popular Party. Torrijos, who did not resist, received the envoy from the prosecutor's office of the Court of Honour and Discipline, who explained to him that the process is related to the complaint that Victor de Garcia filed against him last September. The envoy explained that since said complaint complies with all the formal requirements, it was admitted, so now the investigation period opens and Torrijos will have the opportunity to make his formal defences. The government of Laurentino Cortizo will end with two fiscal and financial strategies, with which debt payments are basically postponed and taxes are collected in advance. At the end of last year, they chose to defer the payment of $364 million in debt interest corresponding to the year 2022, to pay it between 2024 and 2026, when they are no longer in power and have the responsibility of administering the country. Now, 8 months before the country's general elections and at the end of this administration, a law has been approved that will allow the government to collect taxes in advance corresponding to the 2024 and 2025 fiscal periods. Law 401 of October the 5th of 2023, published on October the 9th in the Official Gazette, established that a 25% discount will be granted to all taxpayers who, when this law comes into effect and before November the 30th of 2023, pay 100% of the property tax corresponding to the 2024 fiscal period. The same discount will be granted to taxpayers who pay 100% corresponding to the single rate corresponding to the 2025 fiscal period. The taxpayer who aspires to enjoy the tax benefit must have paid the total tax corresponding to the current year, and if you comply with this requirement from the entry into force of the law until the 30th of November, the forgiveness of 50% of all remaining fines charged or not in the system is authorised for taxpayers who pay the 50%. According to deputies of the ruling Democratic Revolutionary Party, the measure aims to encourage taxpayers to pay their real estate taxes in advance, creating the condition of a discount. That's it. There we go. That's our Wednesday morning look, our midweek look, some of the local news stories for you here in the Republic of Panama, compiled on this morning's programme.